Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. There are still people without power in our county from the winter weather over the weekend. Duke Power has changed their estimated time of restoration for some of those who are still in the dark. It is now 11 p.m. tonight at the latest. As of late yesterday, there were still around 179 households without power in Transylvania County. Henderson County still has more than 2,600 people in the dark. The filing period for candidates running for office in the primary in May started at noon yesterday. Judy Matthews, director of the Transylvania County Board of Elections, says three candidates filed yesterday. Rita Ash, who announced she was running to retain her job as clerk of Superior Court, filed yesterday. Sheriff David Mahoney also followed up on his announcement to continue as sheriff by filing yesterday. And State Congressman David Geis filed to keep his seat in the Raleigh House for District 113. All three will run in the Republican primary May 4th. The official filing period to run for office will end on February 26th at 12 noon. The heavy rain over the weekend caused another spill of untreated sewage. A notice from the city of Brevard states the spill happened from the sewer pump station on Gallimore Road on Friday and Saturday and lasted for around 18 hours. The notice says 293,813 gallons were discharged into Singing Branch in the Brushy Creek Basin. The city's Public Services Department has an ongoing inflow infiltration reduction program to eliminate rain-caused sewer overflows. Asheville has landed a new national office to help forecast the changes to climate that are affecting sea levels, drought, ice sheets, and weather patterns worldwide, while adding about 55 new jobs to the local economy. That's according to the Asheville Citizen Times. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will add a new climate service office to be headquartered in the federal building downtown. Asheville is already home to the National Climatic Data Center, the world's largest archive of weather records from land and sea stations and satellites. Officials say they respond to millions of requests for climate data annually. Having a single office will help streamline that service. And Brevard College will host the Chick Martin Tribute. That'll be February 26th and 27th. Martin's a legend at Brevard College, having served as athletic director, chair of the Department of Health and Physical Education, and head coach of the men's basketball team between 1955 and 1972. On Friday, February 26th at 6 p.m. in Boshamer Gym, it'll be the Chick Martin Challenge. That's a drive to fund the state-of-the-art Chick Martin Training Center and rename the floor of Boshamer Gymnasium in his honor. Day 2 will feature the Men's Basketball Alumni Day. For information, you can call Carol Futrell at the college. Her number is 884-8280. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.